Here's Mary Dixon.
Open enrollment for health insurance plans on the Affordable Care Act markets end today. The pace of signups has been higher than last year, even though the GOP tax bill would repeal the individual mandate to buy insurance and the Trump administration cut the enrollment period. The final version of the Republican tax bill is to be released today, or is it? Senator Marco Rubio of Florida is holding out for a bigger child tax credit to lower income families. The GOP would have to figure out how to keep the cost under $1.5 trillion, or they'll need Democratic votes to pass it next week. The city of Chicago's unveiled a new city ID card. It will be available to undocumented persons and others who have trouble offering proof of identification. Cook County prosecutors allege an Indian Head Park police sergeant shot his 22-year-old son because he'd stolen vodka and replaced it with water. Raymond Luzer is charged with attempted murder and is being held without bail. The White House claims newly revealed FBI records show extreme bias against President Trump among the Bureau's senior leaders. Trump today is to address graduates at the FBI Training Academy in Quantico. The mayor of Nazareth is canceling Christmas. Mayor Ali Salam said that he's canceling celebrations to protest Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Three more women are accusing actor Dustin Hoffman of inappropriate sexual behavior. No comment from Hoffman. It's 8:01 on XRT. The Blackhawks beat the Jets 5-1 in Winnipeg. Tonight, the Bulls are in Milwaukee, and tomorrow, the Bears are in Detroit to play the Lions. Chance of flurries today, high in the low 30s. Chance of flurries tonight, lows in the upper 20s. And tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the mid 40s. It's 26 degrees at the Lake, Midway, and O'Hare.
We're going to wake you up with some Friday feature music coming up next, and a song that might be a song you'd want to hear as you're going to bed as well.